Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Evelio Hernandez. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Evelio Hernandez. And now, play ball. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hyde now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from White and he is out, Mauch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Williams reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. Malzone scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Sievers reaches third base with a triple. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Red Sox. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is hit by the pitch. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Courtney moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Julio Becker pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Herzog trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-1 in the game. Plus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Becker moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. the Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mauch hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen tags and scores. Pearsall tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White is walked intentionally. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Courtney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5. Red Sox. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Tettelbach pinch hits for Dean Stone. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach takes first base on ball 4. George Siski now pitching. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tettelbach moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Snyder. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Mock moves to second. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mock scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Brodowski covering, for the out. Williams moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Severs. Mock reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Gurnett scores. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Senators 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brodowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Courtney reaches third base with a triple. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Senators 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens scores. 1 out. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Dick Brodowski. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Plus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Plus reaches second base with a double. Chrisley moves to third. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Chrisley scores. Plus scores. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.